Behind every song is a voice, and every voice is a story. The journeys behind the voices brings life to the music that shapes each of us. Brought to you by Visible Music College and in partnership with the largest online Christian music site, New Release Today. This is Behind the Tunes, and I am your host, Austin Black. Together, we will explore those journeys, the journeys behind the artists that shape the landscape of today's music. On Behind the Tunes with Zach Williams here from the Visible Music College Studios. Check him out at zachwilliamsmusic.com. Zach, thanks so much for being on today.
Thank you.
Now, I was doing a little reading up on you before we got on the show today, and you are an Arkansas boy. Is that true?
Yeah.
All right. So I was reading up on Arkansas. All right. So we'll see some fun facts here. Let's see how much you know about your state here. Are you aware that Arkansas is the first place in the U.S. to have cheese dip, like from the Mexican restaurant? Did you know that?
No.
Actually,
there's a restaurant in Conway called, I think it's called Stobie's, and I think that's what they're famous for.
Yeah. Man, my daughter is so grateful for Arkansas at this moment because she loves cheese dip. So much so, though, Arkansas, that there's a World Cheese Dip Championship in Little Rock.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
So, yeah. So maybe next time we just do this interview from the World Cheese Dip Championship, Zach. We'll see what happens from there. And then I was reading a little, you guys got the World Championship Duck Calling Contest, which is not quite as surprising. I'm here in Mississippi, and so that's not too surprising for me. So you a duck hunter?
I go when I'm invited, but I'm not willing to spend all the money that it takes to get the stuff and do it all the time. I love doing it, you know, when I've been invited by friends. I've got friends that live down in the Stuttgart area where they do that duck calling championship and stuff. But it's fun. I just don't get a chance to do it a lot.
All right. Listen, if you're listening, get Zach all the stuff he needs and take him duck hunting. All right. You don't want to pay for it. I don't blame him. And then last but not least, this is pretty wild to me. It doesn't have it anymore, but it used to have the largest ostrich farm in the United States in Arkansas.
Wow.
Had no idea.
So Arkansas
is coming in hot for us with ostriches and ducks and cheese dip. But we're not here to talk about ostriches and cheese dip. We're here to talk about what you got going. Zach, tell me a little bit about your story. What got you into music to begin with?
Well, I actually moved to college my freshman year to play basketball. And I tore my ankle up my freshman year, and I had to redshirt my first season. And my roommate had a guitar. I grew up with a guitar in my house. My dad played music and was a worship leader in church. And so I guess it was in my blood. You know, there was this guitar in the corner of our apartment my freshman year. And when I picked it up and started messing around with it, I knew pretty much instantly that this is what I wanted to do. And it just kind of came natural. And I started teaching myself how to play, started writing songs the next year, took a creative writing class, and just fell in love with music, and that's kind of been the journey. This, you know, started when I was 19, and I'm 45 now, so here we are.
Yeah, so it worked out. That ankle injury worked out pretty good for you. Where did you go to college to play basketball?
I went to a junior college called North Arkansas College up in Northwest Arkansas.
So did your ankle heal up? Did you get to play while you were there, or you're done with that?
Yeah, I played my sophomore year, and then transferred back and went to Arkansas State, and went for a graphic design degree.
So. Yeah, so you got the graphic design degree, but we didn't do that or basketball. We're playing music. And so it's always interesting to me how God uses these unique stories of, well, you know, I know you want to play basketball, but I want you to play guitar. And so so you pick up that thing in the corner, and kind of the rest is history. And so was it something along the lines like, you know, you're 19, you pick it up, you're just trying to heal up your ankle, but you kind of fall in love with it, start writing songs. Was there ever a point in there where you were like, you know what, like, this is what I want to do? Or is it just kind of this natural progression along the way?
No, it was absolutely that. I think by the next year, I'd started writing some songs. You know, people were asking me to play them at parties. They thought they were pretty good. So in my mind, I started thinking that they were decent. So I, you know, continued to write music and write these songs. And every year, songs got better and better. And by the time I moved back to Jonesboro, where I'm from, and started going to Arkansas State, you know, I was spending more time doing my music and writing songs than I was actually doing my homework and working on my artwork. And I think I remember one of my teachers telling me, you know, if you spend as much time doing, you know, your schoolwork as you do playing music, you'd be a really good student. And that was kind of for me where I was like, you know what? I'm done with this. And yeah. I dropped out of college with 30 hours left to have my graphic design degree. And I was like, I want to play. I mean, music was the only thing I wanted to do. And so, you know, unfortunately that took me down, you know, some dark roads for the next 15 years of my life, because, you know, I thought in order to play, you know, music, you had to live a certain lifestyle. And, you know, I'd always grown up, you know, watching all these rock stars. And I thought that's what you did. You know, I thought you partied and, you know, lived in excess and as reckless as you could. I thought that's what made you, you know, a musician. And, you know, I didn't understand it, you know, so I struggled with a lot of things for the next several years.
Did you ever finish your last 30 hours of college?
No, I didn't. No, I never went back. But, you know, the thing is as I was getting towards the end of my degree, I started realizing, like, I'm probably never going to get to design what I want to. I'm probably going to go to work at some factory and design spreadsheets for a, you know, magazine article. And I was like, I can design posters and T-shirts and CD art and things like that. And that's what I wanted. So I've used it. You know, I've used it now. You know, I work with the designers on my T-shirts and album art and things like that. I'll send them ideas. And so, you know, that's the thing. God has used all of these things. You know, I find myself playing in more places now with a basketball court than I've ever been. You know, we get to pick up a ball and play pickup game around, you know, and stuff like that. And so nothing's been wasted. You know, it was all for – there was a purpose behind it. Yeah. At the time, I didn't know. But I can look back and see now that he's kind of put all the pieces together. So
God does write pretty impressive stories. He's pretty good at it, it seems.
Yeah.
He seems to know pretty what he's amazing. Doing. But Arkansas State, give this man his honorary degree. Give it to him. We'll start a campaign, Zach. We're gonna get that honorary degree, get those last 30 hours wrapped
That's
up
what
for
I'm
you.
Struggles, not Got me standing on a mountain, walking through barren lands. You took my hand and you said, you can have this world, but I won't go with you. Oh, I won't go with you. But I ran out of places, the feelings I was chasing. All I have is you and you alone. Should I go? Your spirit will follow me down to Sheol. And the thing about the King, he's always with me, so I can't run from you. But I won't run from you. And I said, hold on, wait a minute. I don't want what you in and then I don't wanna go unless I'm going there with you.
We're here with Zach Williams on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Check him out at ZachWilliamsMusic.com. Zach, do you remember the first record you bought with your own money?
Oh, gosh. Man, it might have been like, it was probably Guns N' Roses.
Yeah,
it was. I think it was a Guns N' Roses record. I was kind of into that in the, you know, late, I would say it was probably mid-90s, early to mid-90s. Yeah, I mean, it was a cassette. I didn't have a record player. I remember my dad having a stack of records, you know, growing up as a kid and listening to them. But when I started driving, you know, it was bands like Soundgarden and Rage Against the Machine and stuff like that. So yeah, I think it was the Appetite for Destruction, I think. So there you go.
Well, you know, people, the younger generations, as we get to get off my lawn segment, I guess. No, the cassettes, so many don't understand the pain of the cassette of like, hit the button. Is it there? Is it? Nope, that's not it. Hit the button. Yeah. Oh, I went too far. It was tough.
Oh yeah.
It was tough times.
I've gotten pretty good at stopping it pretty much right off the song. I listen to them so much, you know, but well, the younger kids, they have no idea about that.
Well, I remember seeing a mark, and probably my brother or sister, a little older, a mark on the cassette where you knew, just get to this point right here. That's where the song is. That's where the song is.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So you're buying Guns N' Roses, Soundgarden, all those guys along the way. Who were some of your influences musically growing up?
Man, I actually go back and think about it all the time because my dad had a stack of vinyl records. And like I said, he was a worship leader. And so when I was a kid, my first concert was Petra and DeGarmo and Key. He took me to see them at Memphis.
Yeah.
At the Orpheum. I saw them when I was 8 years old. And I grew up on Rich Mullins, Keith Green, Russ Taft, Myla Lefevre, and Broken Heart was a huge influence on my music. And he just passed away this week. Mm-hmm. And so that was sad to hear. And then as I got older, you know, well, my grandpa and grandma, you know, they listened to bluegrass and gospel. And so I grew up listening to a lot of that and going up to like Mountain Home, Arkansas,
yeah.
Mountain View, and listening to bluegrass and gospel music. And then my dad had two younger brothers. And so I remember hearing the Allman Brothers Band and Bob Seger and Leonard Skinner and bands like that. And so I think over the years, it's just been, you know, there's been a number of influences, you know, and growing up where I grew up in Arkansas, I'm kind of in that, you know, the Delta area there coming out of Memphis, not far from you guys. And so there was a lot of blues and a lot of country in that area. And it's just kind of been what's in my blood. And so I think all of that has kind of just become a melting pot. And I, you know, whatever I kind of scoop in and get for that song just kind of comes out. And so I've tried to, you know, put all my influences in my music over the years.
Well, so based on that answer, I'm about to ask you an incredibly unfair question. If you could open up for anybody, dead or alive, who would it be?
Man.
And when you guys are the melting, because everybody's not melting pots. You guys are the melting pots. It's so unfair to ask this question to you guys. I do it anyway.
I would. It might be the Allman Brothers Band.
Oh, that's cool.
They're one of my favorite bands of all time. Greg Allman was one of my favorite singers.
Yeah.
It would probably be either him or Bob Seger. So, yeah.
Both cool.
Lonely nights when he took the wrongs that you couldn't make right, and every tear that you cried, every broken prayer you prayed, he turned it for good. He lets nothing go to waste. You can count on that. You know what he's like. You've seen him do it a thousand times. Yeah. Just how good he is. He's a faithful
I really tried so hard, but I couldn't make the waters part. Didn't matter how many times that I had said it. You know I couldn't save myself. It had to be someone else. And there's only one who's getting all of the credit. God did it. Who put the breath in my lungs? Who calls us daughters and sons? All praise goes to just one. Run the fast lane, and my treads are wearing thin. Left me on the shoulder, broken and pulled over, alone in my skin. Some things weren't my choosing. Sometimes I let the charge. Chasing dreams, or so it seemed, down on Fool's Boulevard. I could use a little church right now. Love to have a little family around. I've been feeling so overwhelmed. I could use a little church right now. My cup's about as empty as this wilderness I'm in. I lost my way with the loss of love that came to a bitter end. So far from running over, so close to giving in. It's gonna take the hand. That steeple up on top, no. Ain't talking about them hot views, or that torn up parking lot. It could happen on a dirt road, or a crowded coffee shop. Yeah, the church I need is the hands and feet of a guy.